This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says it is now requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or face coverings after two White House officials tested positive for the coronavirus last week. A memo sent to all staff Monday outlined the new policy in the West Wing, where the daily operations of the Trump administration take place. According to the policy, White House staff are allowed to remove their face coverings if they're seated at their desks, a senior administration official told VOA. The policy is meant to protect President Donald Trump, who has resisted wearing a mask himself. At a news briefing at the White House Monday, President Trump told reporters he feels no vulnerability to coronavirus in the White House because everyone who enters the Oval Office is tested before they come in. He acknowledged that someone at the White House had tested positive for coronavirus and expressed confidence that that person will be out of quarantine, in his words, very soon. Last week, a personal valet to the president and a press secretary for Vice President Mike Pence both tested positive for coronavirus. It was unclear to which person the president was referring. He also said at the press conference that there are good and bad aspects of wearing face masks. It's not a one-sided thing, he said, without elaborating. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday he is not worried about the $3 trillion the government is spending to alleviate the coronavirus crisis because it can finance the debt at unusually low interest rates. As the pandemic forced the closure of thousands of U.S. businesses and the layoffs of more than 30 million workers, Congress and President Donald Trump agreed to send the money to companies and most U.S. taxpayers to help them through the crisis. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. China's Health Commission is reporting a spike in new COVID-19 cases in several provinces, prompting health officials to urge citizens to use personal protection. At a Beijing news conference, a National Health Commission spokesperson said 17 new cases were reported on Monday, up from 14 the day before. This marked the first double-digit increase in new cases in 10 days. The spokesman said seven of the new cases were listed as imported into the Inner Mongolia region from overseas. Five were in the city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the pandemic, where a strict lockdown was lifted last month. Another five cases were spread across three northeastern provinces, where authorities have suspended train service in and out of a county after a cluster was recently detected. South Sudan's health ministry is warning there could be a full-blown outbreak of coronavirus in the country as some COVID-19 patients are refusing to cooperate with health workers. A spokesperson for South Sudan's health ministry told reporters in Juba on Sunday that the public must practice social distancing and cooperate with officials to control the spread of the virus, or things could become much worse. Last weekend, the country's COVID-19 task force reported 36 new cases, bringing the nationwide total to 156. The virus has spread from the capital, Juba, to the cities of Yei and Bentiu and the disbanded Abyei region along the Sudan and South Sudan border. Despite the growing number of cases, the task force last week decided to lift some COVID-19 restrictions, including allowing restaurants and bars to reopen in Juba. British media are reporting that the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, has issued a wanted notice for a U.S. woman who is accused of killing a British teenager during a car crash last year. A so-called red notice was issued for Anne Sakoulis, the wife of a U.S. diplomat. That means she could be arrested if she leaves the United States. Such notices are usually initiated by a member country, but are not the same as an international arrest warrant. Sakoulis claimed diplomatic immunity after a deadly car crash in Britain last August and swiftly returned to the United States, setting off a diplomatic dispute between London and Washington. Britain has requested her extradition, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo rejected that request in January. Ethiopian officials have deployed helicopters to spray new swarms of desert locusts that are eating crops and threatening the country's food security. In the latest development, huge swarms swept into Ethiopia's southern Oromia region last week from Kenya and Somalia, displacing thousands of people, according to officials. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.